Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it's Pomp and the other guys today, and I truly mean that today, because Pomp, I don't know how many people were picking Matsuyama to win the Masters, but our guy was, Ron. Our guy was. It's Off the Top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Bob Pompiani, brought to you by PNC Bank. PNC, make today the day. Should we give him credit right off the top here, Ron? I think it's justified.
Well, I don't remember him making that pick. I didn't write it down, so I don't remember. Usually I write these things down, but I didn't. I know he normally picks 3, 4, 5, 10 guys, but I'll take your word for it, Joe. If you said he did, he did. I just don't
actually
remember. I have no recollection of that.
Now I'm starting to wonder. Now I'm starting to wonder if he actually picked. We kept getting reminded on Twitter all weekend, Ron and I.
I did it on your show,
Bob,
Joe. And
Bob,
I
did
it on your
did
show.
Did you actually make it? You did?
Last
you made
Monday.
That pick?
Yep. And that's fine. I mean, you know, if you don't want to believe it, don't believe it. I like Hideki because I think if you look at the last time he played in a high-stakes affair, he shot a 63 the day before everything shut down last March at the Players' Championship. He was going to win that. He got denied that. And I thought the way he was playing and how he's been playing is clearly an indication that he can be competitive as he has before at the Masters. So I thought it was time, and I thought it was justice being done because he was in position to win the Players last year, and then it was all shut down.
Now it's coming back to me, Bob. I think you did make that pick. I give you credit for it, Bob. You made the pick. Man, you really did.
Whether you do or don't,
you deserve
it doesn't matter.
Credit for
he
that.
Won.
Giving you credit. Please take the compliment.
I can't even imagine what it would have been like to be that guy yesterday, to be the Japan's first guy to win a major, to have a whole country I don't know what time was it, in the middle of the night in Japan? I don't know what the
Early
time
morning,
difference
yep.
was. How many people would have been watching him, to have a whole country, you know, you're carrying their weight a little bit. I can't even imagine what that would have been like for him. And, man, he stood up to the pressure.
Somebody played the call, the Japanese announcers making the call, and said it was comparable to Al Michaels with the Miracle on Ice call here, that it'll go down in, like, history on that. So all kidding aside, no, I really do give you credit, Bob, and we'll get back into the Masters later because there were a couple different stories. One where the one guy threw a fit that I absolutely loved because I could completely relate to it. But the big story here is Jeff Carter. And I got a doozy of a question for both of you right out of the gate. Is this more Bill Guerin or more Patrick Marlowe? Ron?
Oh, man. Well, you know, you hope it's more Bill Guerin, obviously. I like it because they didn't give up anything, and I think it just adds depth no matter what. I mean, this guy could conceivably be the third-line center. You know, you can put Zucker on his left wing and maybe Rodriguez on his right wing and then right side. And then you have Aston, Reese, Bluger, and Tanev. This is if everybody's healthy. You know, I don't know if he's going to be as good as Bill Guerin was, but I don't think he has to be with this team. I just think that I love the way they're playing. And even if they had done nothing at the trade deadline, I would have loved the way they were playing and going into the postseason. You know, assuming these other guys are going to get back healthy, Bob. But I think it's a great deal for what they gave up, and I think the team put them in position where Hexie and Berkey had to do something because they've been playing so well.
Yeah, I think it's low risk in terms of what they've given up. I know Hextall is adverse to giving up draft picks, but these are not first or second, although the one can move up to a second. It's conditional. But I think, you know, they wanted to make a move after New Jersey made a move. And, you know, once that starts happening within your own division, a lot of teams want to keep pace or at least do something. And he felt the need to bring him in. He has a history with Jeff Carter. He was on that Kings team. Hextall was in the management of that Kings team that won Stanley Cups. He's not the same player. No one should think of him as the same player. But if he comes in and he helps them solidify a third line, which would allow Zach Aston-Reese, Teddy Bluger, and Brandon Tanev to be the third or fourth line, but that line together, I think, is a good thing. And again, Joe, there was no risk involved other than, you know, he's 36. He has a year left. Now, that's a little bit interesting to me. But other than that, this is something that should only help them. But I'm not looking for a major splash either. I think he's a good player to have, but that's about it.
I like it. I mean, and it's interesting to me that you hear a team and a GM tell you exactly what they want and then go out and get it. I mean, there's so much subterfuge out there when it comes to things like this. This is what we want. Then we go out and get a guy. And it's Hextall's first imprint on his team. I mean, this is somebody that he was involved in drafting, involved in training for out in L.A. And now for a third time, he's involved in getting Jeff Carter. And I see it the way you guys do, that there's not a ton of risk here. I mean, a second-round pick is somewhat significant, but the trade-off there is you got to make the cup final. So I'll make that trade every day of the week. Would I be shocked if he comes here and doesn't play well? A la Patrick Marleau or good old Crankshaft. Remember, they got Douglas Murray on defense, and Morrow they got that year. Didn't really pan out. No, I don't think anybody would be shocked.
And wasn't that the year Iginla came in too, right?
Yeah, I thought Iginla actually played really well, though. That would be the difference for me. I know in that last series against Boston, nobody scored, including him. But up to that point, he was a point a game in the playoffs. So I'd take that from Carter, but I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't work out, but I lean toward that it does. I think he can center your third line. I think he'll be good on faceoffs. I think he can score some goals. I think he gives you a bigger presence there and balances out your lineup, Ron. So I like it. I like the move.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I give him credit, but I give most of the credit to the team. Because, you know, they probably maybe they didn't want to give up something, even a second round pick or a third round pick or whatever it was. But I'm with you, by the way. I'll give up a second round pick if you get me to the Cup Finals. Hell, I'd give up a first round pick if you guarantee me that. And then I'll take my chances. But I think the team put him in this position, Hextall, because they played so well. And I think he looks at them as a legitimate a cup team, and he felt like even if this move helps him a little bit, it was worth doing, Bob, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, I have no problem. Like I said, the risk was not great, so therefore you bring him in. It's also nice to know if you're Hextall and Berkey, that you have guys like Zahorna, Gaudreau, Jankowski, who may lose a job over this, Angelo Rodriguez has been playing very well. They have some depth of guys they can trust now if they get back into this situation because of injury in the playoffs. So that's a nice thing to know. I don't think they're done, though. I think he's going to make one little other tweak today, and I'm not sure what it would be, Joe and Ron.
Well, that leads to a question, what you guys both said. With the other guys on this team, they're scoring a ton of goals right now. In fact, I think they've risen to a tie for the league lead. They're winning tons of games and have been for a while with the roster right now. I don't think any of us would say it's not a good idea to have Tanev or Malkin or Kapanen or any of the injured guys back. It all is a great idea, and we are all saying that Jeff Carter coming in is a good idea. But in the back of your mind, do you wonder about chemistry issues? Do you wonder if it's a good idea to alter the roster that got them here? Because they seem to play better a lot of times when it's the lesser lights playing, quite frankly.
Well, that's been the case. There's no doubt. But I don't know how much you're altering the roster because no one's leaving. It's not as if you gave up somebody that was popular in the room. These guys are still going to be around. Now, maybe their roles will change. they'll get less ice time, or maybe some of them won't even play at all. But that's okay. I want to have the best team. And you know there's going to be more injuries. We don't even know if, you know, Kapanen, for instance, is coming back. They haven't talked about him at all. I wonder what's going on with him. So I'm not worried about, you know, if they'd have traded somebody away, you know, maybe say they traded Zucker away. Would that have hurt the chemistry? Maybe. But I don't think it's a situation.
Well, they still could.
Well, yeah, that's I know, but I'm reacting to what they've done so far. I don't think they I'm not worried about the chemistry, Bob.
I wouldn't either at this point. What I do worry about is whether or not they can maintain this style of play when everyone's healthy, because that's always been an issue in terms of, you know, high-risk plays, bad decisions.
Well, that's the same. That's the same question, Bob, I should say. Maybe better worded, however you want to word it. Chemistry, the way that they play, their ability to win, would it be altered when you start putting different guys into the equation of what's working?
Well,
yeah,
could.
But isn't that more of a case of who's coming back? Like, I mean, is Malkin going to be able to fit in gladly and eagerly to the way they're playing? I'm just not sure the trade has anything to do with that.
That's why I asked all of them. The question was framed as injured guys coming back and Carter, all of
it. Absolutely, it's an issue because we've seen in the past that it hasn't always worked out. But I'm just talking from a trade standpoint. I don't think it's an issue, but they still have to prove it when they come back, Bob, that these guys, all of them, can fit in.
Yep. And, again, there are a lot of guys who've been playing very well. And Mike Sullivan's also talked about, you know, when you play well, you get more ice time. Well, all of a sudden that's going to change for Zahorna and Gaudreau and Jankowski and Angelo Rodriguez. Maybe not so much Rodriguez, but poor Colton Sevier. You know, he scores a goal, gets waived. Nobody picks him up, comes back, scores two more goals. You know,
great story.
It is, but it's kind of indicative of where they are right now because they have a lot up front. You know, they can go deeper, but the style of play needs to be the same when everyone is healthy. It has to be, and everyone has to buy into that. And listen, if I'm going to sit here, and I'm never going to say that they're worse off with Malkin in the lineup, absolutely not. He's a world-class player still, I believe. But it's just the little things that he can do every now and then, and he takes some time off during games, it seems. He gets a little lazy at times. Those kinds of things cannot be, still in their game, especially in a playoff. They just can't.
It's an uncomfortable question, all of it, but I think based on what's happened in the playoffs lately, based on the fact they won a cup without Letang, based on a lot of different factors, it's in the back of my mind. Boy, this is going to be interesting to see once this particular roster that has played so well is altered. I'm just curious about it. Having said that, of course, obviously, I don't think that they can win without Malkin, that they can win a cup. And Tanev and Kapanen are hugely important players. Look at the speed that's added with those two. And I think, that Carter is a good move. So let's all get on the record with that in case it blows up. We can all be wrong about it later. We'll see. Let's talk about the lines when we come back and also what else is happening around this trade deadline. Some other big moves, both in the Penguins division. Toronto Maple Leafs might have made the biggest move of all. We'll talk about that coming up. It's Pomp and the other guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.